This is concerning Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Mahon, M-A-H-O-N, date of birth May 22nd of 1951. This is a follow-up visit for Mr. Mahon with diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and invasive bladder carcinoma. His last visit was June 13th of this year. He's been receiving Keytruda, K-E-Y-T-R-U-D-A, infusions every 3 weeks for the invasive bladder carcinoma, and that will is planned to be continued through September of 2023. He's doing well. His blood pressures have been stable, generally between 120 and 140 over 70 to 80 when checked. He takes Norco on a regular basis for pain control without any side effects or adverse reactions. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion, but he does continue to smoke cigarettes, up to a half pack up to one pack per day. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical examination, weight 170 pounds, pulse 74, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory ronchi and bilateral bases with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and he has no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-7 of 2022. Creatinine was improved. This is the best level he's ever had at 1.1. Calcium is 9.0, sodium 136, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 3.7. Liver enzymes are normal. His hemoglobin is 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. One, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine level. Two, hypertension near to goal. Three, COPD secondary to smoking, and smoking cessation is strongly encouraged. And four, invasive bladder carcinoma on Keytruda therapy every 3 weeks. The patient will continue to have lab studies done monthly. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Smoking cessation is strongly encouraged, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.